Polio, also known as poliomyelitis, is a viral disease that can impair the nervous system by attacking neurons in the spinal cord. Even though this description sounds quite scary, polio will often not showcase any symptoms or cause any health problems to those that are infected. As I was interviewing my grandmother, Toshiko Morikawa, who was living in Japan at the time of the epidemic, she stated how she didn't personally know anyone that was infected with polio. She also said, in our village she lived in, it didn't seem like such a big deal. Her village was lucky to not have many cases, however, many others weren't so lucky, mainly infecting children from ages 1 to 5 years old and spreading through contaminated water and food. Polio has led to cases of paralysis, other motor disabilities, and in some severe cases, death. Luckily, this virus is now extremely rare in the United States, and as well as in many other countries. This is all because of a heroic virologist, a medical researcher named Jonas Salk, who created the first polio vaccine that has saved thousands of lives. Born on October 28, 1914, in New York City, Salk was raised in a poor family with his mother, father, and two younger brothers. Despite their financial difficulties, Salk was able to get a good education due to his parents' values on education. After finishing high school, he attended the City College of New York and earned his bachelor's in science. After finishing college, he went to the New York University School of Medicine and earned his medical degree in 1939. He then became a scientist physician at a hospital in New York. In 1942, during World War II, Salk and a group of other researchers worked to develop a flu vaccine, and eventually, their works led to one being created, helping to save lives in World War II. Continuing to progress in his medical research career, in 1947, Salk became the head of the virus research lab located in the University of Pittsburgh. Soon after becoming head, he began research on the poliovirus. As said in a KTBC Fox 7 Austin, Texas interview, Salk said when talking about his journey developing the vaccine, it was a matter of revealing. Shortly after saying this, he said how they had to rule out certain hypotheses that were not accurate and certain conditions where the vaccine wouldn't work because it was a quantitative problem, according to Salk. Eventually, after a few years of experiments, trials, and process of elimination, Salk successfully developed a working vaccine for polio on March 26, 1953. However, the vaccine still needed to be tested, which took 2 more years of testing before being officially announced effective and safe. It was estimated that about 1 million children were given the vaccine starting in 1954 to 1955. During the testing process, he also gave it to himself, his wife, and his children. After the 2 years of testing, the vaccine was declared effective at preventing polio and safe to receive on the 12th of April, 1955. From that point, the number of cases of polio had dropped by 44,000 by 1962. In other words, the amounts of children with polio dwindled from 45,000 to just about 910. Despite this heroic discovery, Salk never took any money he earned developing the vaccine. It is said he was more focused on the availability of it. Thanks to Salk's development of the polio vaccine, ever since 1979, polio has been eradicated in the U.S. Cases of polio are only brought into the U.S. by travelers. Later in Salk's life, he attempted and worked on developing a vaccine for AIDS, which he sadly never got to accomplish. Jonas Salk passed away in La Jolla, California on June 23, 1995. He lived to be 80 years old with a life of saving and heroic attributes. He has done so much for the world and was able to save countless lives of children. He is remembered as a hero for his efforts and was quoted saying, "Hope lies in dreams, in imagination, and in the courage of those who dare to make dreams into reality." This is Nathan Gorzelansky, and thanks for listening. Stay safe out there, folks.